When you mean when it, you see the moon
at
all?
Full.
Uh-huh.
And say get there by daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And fish until the moon is completely gone, and you're just about to welcome back home, because you ain't gonna catch no more fish. Just watch a while, you will. For about 3 days after, we'll say from the second day after the full moon, for about 3 days is your best time to fish. Now, I've been fishing all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a room in this house for the whole fish I've caught, fresh water fish.
You can really tell the difference, too.
Oh, yeah, you can tell the difference in a fresh water and a salt water fish.
No, I mean by planning, by fishing by the moon and
people
who don't fish.
Oh, they go here Saturday, Sunday, and every other day,
fishing
around here. And they don't catch no fish. I think they just go for the outing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't catch very few fish. And I got two small lakes right here back of this 40.
Mm-hmm.
It don't belong to me, but I got permission to go in there and fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been getting all the fish I want like that. But I'll tell you, of course we're getting kind of off of your subject already, but anyhow, it's been about 3 or 4 years ago, a place up here we call Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long pond.
Mm-hmm.
Not very wide, but it's long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go up every morning. Now this was while the brim was big.
Mm-hmm.
Stand on the bank and cast my minnow out over that brim bed just as far as I could and let it settle down to the bottom, good clean bottom,
mm-hmm.
nothing to bother. And every now and then I give it a couple of snatches and stop. Well, I went in there one morning and I stood right in my track and caught two bass that weighed 6 pounds apiece.
Yeah.
Well, I went back the next morning and I caught one more that weighed 9 pounds right there in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I skipped the morning and then I was on what I call a container property. Yeah. And I told the container man about him, a good friend. He said, well, we're going to be here tomorrow before daylight, so we're going fishing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a little ahead of a story. But anyhow, when I caught the one that weighed 9 pounds, the next morning I went back there just to the crack of day and my niece and her husband and where they were going to have a family fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught one that weighed 12 pounds right in that same place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a string, it's a stream on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tied him on that string and tied it to a bush and then stay out in the water to keep him fresh.
Mm-hmm.
My niece come along, she seen it and said, that thing was sitting there looking at her. Boy, if I caught that, she said, I didn't know what to do. She didn't see the string.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next day, Bob Key and myself was on Saturday morning. Two more fellas went back in there. And of course, whenever I go with anybody that way, they come in for me to go with them. I always give them a choice. I just keep my mouth shut
mm-hmm.
and let them go whichever way they want.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened. They went from my brim bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I fished on around there. We didn't catch two or three about that long. What I say is a good eating size.
Mm-hmm.